What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
All right. We got some housekeeping to start this one off, which we never do.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, we want to announce the Bone Zone Live episode that we're doing next week.
Yep, Cody will be getting live hair transplant surgery. So we will be stitching his hairline live.
You know, it's fucking wild how many people do that on TikTok. Hair plug TikTok is huge, dude.
Is it?
It's everywhere.
We should talk about it. I don't know. Is Elon at the top of it? I don't know.
Bone Zone Live. We did a tester of this like a month ago now, where we did like a live episode. We streamed it on Patreon. If you're not part of our Patreon and you don't know what the fuck that is, then I don't know how you don't at this point, but patreon.com/tinymeatgang. We do a bonus episode every single week. And now once a month, starting out, maybe going to build into more, but we're going to do a live episode on Patreon every month. So we did it on Discord, basically. We streamed it on Patreon, and then we had the chat going on Discord so that people could actually be a part of the stream. So we're going to keep doing it like that. Next week, we're going to be doing it again. So if that interests you, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/tinymeatgang.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We can't wait to see what Cody's new hairline looks like. We actually didn't discuss what it would be. We're just going to let the surgeon do what he feels. So yeah, if he wants to put it right at Cody's eyebrows.
That's what I was kind of thinking is like, we might as well fuck around with having it too low.
Yeah.
No one really does that.
No.
Everyone like just... go way too crazy. You know, when girls get like way too big lips, you know what I'm saying? Like it looks weird. That's what that's the guy version of that. Let's get some like way too low hairline. That's just sitting right here. I look like Khabib.
Hey, man. Careful what you say.
Why?
Khabib fans are crazy.
He's got a crazy hairline.
Yeah, and oh, damn, I forgot the widow's peak. I mean, they call him the eagle for a reason.
Bro, his forehead is like an inch high.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's impressive is what it is.
No. I'm just fucking with you. God damn.
It's got a great... This dude is never going bald.
It's impossible.
Yeah. And then the second housekeeping thing that we have is... So Kyle last year worked at the beginning of last year. One of the
kind of like all through the year.
Yeah. He was working with this guy named Jim, who is a comic book artist, and they worked together to comicify.
they took scenes from they basically took all like our sketch riffing improv jokes from the podcast and turn them into comics. So they're not, you know, some of them are long, some of them are short, but most of them are just sort of one pagers. So, you know, if you remember Dr. Bad Dick, there's a nice one panel of Dr. Bad Dick, which is really funny.
Yeah, he took all here. We have an example here. This is the cover. There it is. That's Dr. Bad Dick. That's the cover of this comic. And then do we have like a sample of the inside?
Look into my cock.
A foul stench pours from the LA National Bank. Miles away, the horrible smell reaches the Ding Ding Palace, home of the Tiny Meat Gang. My God, that foul odor. It smells like wretched, sorry, go ahead.
It smells like wretched stench trench. And it's coming from the bank.
I know of only one man with cock funk this terrible, Dr. Bad Dick.
Cock funk.
He must be planning to expose his penis to innocent citizens and rob them of their hard-earned money. Not if Man Baby has anything to say. I don't even remember this bit. That's the thing. Like,
dude,
these are so, it's great because these are like old podcast bits.
I don't even know. I'm thinking, oh, yeah.
I mean, dude, if you're just listening, you have to go check out this art. It's fucking ridiculous. Jim is so talented. Like, less the detail in this is incredible, dude. Look at the stamp on the top right.
Yeah, the stamp is hilarious. Not approved by the Comics Code Authority.
So basically, we have 50 pages, I think, that he did. And I think we're going to, we're thinking about having him do 10 more maybe from like the last year of podcast. But what we're wondering is if we turned this into merch somehow, like we did like an actual coffee table book or something. Is that something that you guys would be interested in purchasing? Like we want to do it right, have nice paper, like really nice paper, have it be thick, not like a classic comic book, more of like a nicely printed, super vivid coffee table book. I don't know. That's my vision for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, yeah, heavyweight paper. And, you know, it's a fun little, I was thinking, you know, I was pitching that we make the title of the book something kind of innocuous. So when your friends come over and read the shit, they're like, what the fuck is this book?
Is this called like a history of comics or something?
Yeah. So yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Stan Lee's B-sides.
Really, Dr. Bad Dick? This is a Stan Lee comic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, these are the ones that, you know, got trashed.
He pitched these originally, but then they went with, like, stupid stuff like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Lame shit.
So.
Dr. Bad Dick was Stan Lee's, that was his passion project.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, if you guys might be interested, Luke and Kyle are going to put together a little Google form. So
yeah, we would have just done it, but we kind of have to garner interest because then it's kind of not that easy to create this. We have to get in touch with publishers and we have to make this a legit thing.
And they're annoying. They're like, well, how many things do you think you're going to sell?
Yeah.
Fucking no. Five.
Yeah.
Eight. Can we make eight?
Yeah. Just give me that nice paper. Come on.
Yeah.
Just print a couple for us.
Yeah, actually, just give us the paper and we'll print it ourselves, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
What else we got for housekeeping? I think that's it, right?
That was it. But okay, so here, there's going to be a Google form, I guess, that we're going to make to garner interest for this. And so we'll put that in the description. Or you can just say that you're interested in the comments if this is something that you would buy, you know? I don't know how much it would be. $40 maybe?
Yeah,
maybe
we don't
more,
know.
Maybe less. I don't really know how much it costs to create this shit, but we want to make it a real thing. I think it will be fun, and I think, yeah, I don't know. Tell me if you're interested. It's a fun idea.
Yeah. Man, speaking of Dr. Bad Dick, it's not really the same, but I have to tell this on stream. So I was streaming last night, and I told the story about going to McDonald's, and I said I like sweet and sour sauce.
Okay.
And someone in the chat said, like, sweet and sour, I know you're straight. And I said, what? And I said, sweet and sour makes me straight? And I asked, are you telling me that there's like a designated gay sauce?
Yeah, what is the gay sauce?
Yeah, and it just took off, man. Gay-oli, Chipotle gay-o. I said there needs to be a restaurant that's LGBTQ, and someone said LGBBQ. LGBBQ is something so stupid. But yeah, I just had to bring that to your attention, man, that there is a gay sauce, apparently.
What is the gay sauce, though?
Actually? I don't know. It was like the consensus was all over the place. Some people were like, ranch is definitely gay sauce.
What? Then I'm gay. I'm gay as shit then, dude. I'm fucking gay.
Yeah, ranch is fucking gay.
I'll eat any sauce. I'll eat ranch alone by itself. With a spoon.
It's, someone is eating ranch right now and they just found out it's gay. And now they don't know how to proceed with their meal. They have that fry half dipped in the ranch and they're just staring at it like, whoa.
Fries and ranch. That's a little, I mean, I don't do
that. Yeah.
Do you do that?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Ketchup is for fries.
Yeah, I mean, depends on who you ask. I don't fuck with ranch.
Just, at all?
Nah, it's... Nah.
Why not?
I don't know. Just never... Every
That's
time
how
I get
I know
a,
you're straight, dude.
Every time I got a whiff, I'm just kind of like, I'm okay.
Do you like mayo?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
You like honey mustard?
Oh, you want a little...
Do you like honey mustard
you,
ice cream?
You like a little concoction I posted last night, honey
I
mustard popsicle.
That. Oh, yeah, I would eat that. That sounds like a salt and straw flavor, doesn't it?
Yeah, I searched mustard popsicle to see if that was real.
We can make those. We should just make
those.
We
just make some mustard
popsicle. For next episode,
yeah.
Just freeze some mustard.
I would vomit, man.
I would probably eat the shit out of that. I would eat that out. Deep. Oh my god.
Yeah, I just
sweet and sour sauce. That's how I know you're straight. Meanwhile, I'm deep throating a mustard popsicle.
Mustard popsicle. I'd probably eat a sweet and sour popsicle.
Would you?
I think I could definitely. All right, you can have mustard. I'll have sweet and sour.
Okay, that's fair.
And then we'll dude, we should do. Oh, you know, if you don't, we do that. We make those and then we go eat them with the McDonald's Sprite fresh.
And maybe that's, this is actually more housekeeping. We want to know if you guys would buy mustard popsicles if we make this merch.
Hold on, bro. I found this TikTok of a dude drinking McDonald's Sprite. Dude, we have to, let me send this to the, this edit, damn, it killed me. Anyway.
Wait, you don't have it?
No, I just sent it to Luke, and Luke can pull it up.
Okay, can you play it?
Yeah.
We can agree though, straight, gay, bi, whatever you are, McDonald's Sprite is for nobody.
Yeah. McDonald's, I don't think there's anyone that can handle McDonald's Sprite, man.
I think next week we're gonna go and get it live.
Yeah.
For next week's episode. Let's see this.
For the culture, I got a McDonald's Sprite, boy. I didn't know I had to do it for the culture. I got a McDonald's Sprite.
Glitched out into another dimension.
Fax machine, man.
That's fucking good. That's really good.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about the gay sauce. Just thinking about, you know, I was thinking about a whole news story based on the gay sauce, you know, like all these people doing interviews.
I was driving through the area and, you know, I don't really come over this way. And, Yeah, I popped an LGBBQ and I figure I'd give it a shot. And I walk in and they say, do you want gay sauce with your ribs? I'm like, excuse me? And they said, you want gay sauce? It's a house sauce. It's what we make here. So I say, oh, well, okay, it goes with the ribs. And I put the gay sauce on the ribs and I liked it very much. So, you know, I do find that I come back for the gay sauce every now and again.
I might be gay.
I ain't gay, but I'm gay for the gay sauce.
I'm gay for that sauce, I'll tell you that. I ain't gay, but I'll suck that sauce off ribs any day of the week.
My husband just loves the gay sauce.
Yo, you saw that? You saw? I'm deviating from the points today. There's a lot to talk about.
Okay.
First of all, we'll get to the big one that no one wants to talk about, which is, you know, everybody getting hosed by GameStop.
GameStop, yeah.
But real quick, I just have to call it back. Did you see Armie Hammer's ladies post about?
No.
Said cannibalism.
No. What'd she say?
I mean, she made this Instagram post that, you know, in so many ways was just like, yeah, you know, my heart hurts for victims. It was pretty, like heavy shit.
Wait, is this his ex-wife?
Yeah.
Okay. And when did she post it?
I think yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe 2 days ago. I don't know. But I saw that and I said, damn. It's crazy how fast things go, because like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, it was like just a Twitter rumor. Like, oh, you see these screenshots? I don't know if these are real. And 2 weeks later, we're like, oh, damn. He's like, he's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And his wife is like basically in so many ways confirming that this dude is strange.
Oh, did she?
I mean,
'cause I also saw a post from his like last girlfriend or a recent girlfriend. And she said that. He, same sort of thing. He like, they started dating and he was like, you can only call me daddy and all that stuff. And she was like, okay, like just wanted to please him. And then he like had like serious conversations with her about having a doctor remove her bottom two ribs so that he could barbecue and eat them. Like,
he could have just hit up Marilyn Manson. I'm sure Marilyn's got that shit floating in a tube.
His own ribs.
Yeah, his own ribs. But bones last a long time, right? Does Army want the meat or the bone? You think?
I think he wants it all. I think he just wants it in a pile. Yeah. I think he wants to put it in a blender.
Yeah, he just wants to be sick. Somebody get him that bone broth protein powder and shut him up. Anyways, I just saw that. I thought that was crazy.
I want to barbecue your rib and throw a little gay sauce on it.
Have you had the gay sauce from LGBBQ?
I could eat that.
I tried to convince Timothy to give me his two bottom ribs so I could eat it with the LGBBQ gay sauce, but he said he still needs them to continue his career, unfortunately, so I thought eating his ribs with gay sauce would be a nice homage to our work together. Timothy, I want your gay little ribs in my mouth. Anyway. Yeah, sorry. I did the Kid Cudi. GameStop. This shit's at 100, man.
It's at 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, so GameStop. So this is what we were talking about yesterday. It's like unbelievable how global and how short the news cycle is now.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it like that? Everybody in the fucking world was talking about this shit on Friday. On Friday. Yeah. It was like everyone. I've seen like tweets from people that have never traded a stock in their goddamn life, I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Talking about GameStop and GME. Everyone was talking about it. Fucking everyone. FaZe Banks was going off about it. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like everybody was talking about this. Monday, nobody. I didn't see a single tweet. 3 days later, GameStop starts going down. Everyone's like, well, guess it's over. No one talked about it.
You know why, bro?
Why?
Because between Friday and Monday, there was a 33% drop in value. When everyone checked their Robinhood account that Monday morning,
they're like,
I don't know if this is for me. I'm out. Yeah, we're getting the billion. Oh. Yikes. Holy fuck, I gotta get out. I got to get out.
Oh yeah, my. Yeah. You guys hold the line. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone else.
No, but power to you. Hold that shit. Hold that
shit. Yeah, definitely hold the line.
I gotta pay my mortgage. Line. Yeah. I mean, it's I don't know. It
dude, do you know? Man, I can't wait to read the posts. I tweeted this, but it's so relevant. You know, in a month, how many relationship advice posts there are going to be about my husband gambled away X amount, our rainy day fund on GameStop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My husband.
We're going to be doing some relationship advice posts about that for sure.
It's going to be really funny to see all the dudes on their burners commenting. Well, if you look at the chart, I don't know how many of you trade stock, but if you look at the chart, it'd be reasonable for him to expect to make some earnings, okay? Yeah. Here's why.
Yeah. And I can't believe they're making a fucking movie with Noah Centineo. It's like, way to ruin everything.
Yeah.
Netflix, come on. What the fuck? Yeah, we have to make this applicable to teen girls.
Yeah, fucking GameStop.
Noah Centineo? What?
How do we get teenage girls to give a fuck about the stock market?
Yeah, exactly. That's Noah what they Centineo. Talked about in that meeting. Okay, the story's great. I mean, it's happening in front of our eyes. It's unfolding. It's an incredible story. These hedge funds, are going down. Finally, after what the financial markets did to us in 2008, finally we're getting our redemption. How can we make teen girls relate to this, though?
Dude, I'm crying at a writer going through all that. And then who in the room is like, we have to attach Noah to this.
Noah Centineo, I think he'd be great for this. He's really got the chops for this. Did you see him in the kissing booth 3? He really showed his range with that one.
Dude. Okay.
Also, who's he going to play? Deep fucking value?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's going to be in his fucking apartment with the headband on?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Fellow gamers?
I'm a nerd.
That guy.
I'm a smelly nerd.
Yeah.
That you want to fuck.
Oh, it's so hard being a stinky nerd tracking stocks all day.
I'm a stinky nerd that likes tendies. They're going to make him grow out some like patchy facial hair so he like looks a little bit unkempt, But he's still going to be hot.
Nah, what if Noah just goes full method? What if he just gets like
fat?
Yeah, just gets out of shape, gets thick, grows an uneven beard. He forces himself to sit with horrible posture for 8 months straight.
He's like that dude from South Park.
Yeah, just crazy method. And he shows up to that movie. Everyone goes, oh my fucking God. Like when Christian Bale did The Mechanic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, let's get these tendies, boys. When are we rolling?
Yeah, deep fucking value looks like a snitch.
Yeah.
What's his YouTube? Kitty Roar?
Roaring Kitty. Here, Luke and Kyle pulled up some clips. Here we go.
First of all.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
You go.
I was going to say, this is what he looks like, if you didn't know. First of all, he should have stayed anonymous. I don't know why he did this, but I guess it was because he got doxxed. One of the news outlets found his real name somehow and published it. And so he kind of had no choice. But he should have fucking stayed anonymous, right?
Yeah.
Like, if he could have.
Yeah, definitely. Well, dude, first of all, I think... this matching red, the red chair, the headband, I hate how positioned this photo is. I even feel like the stack of Uno cards with the red on them. It's all just, this picture just seems too put together.
Okay.
I feel like he's sitting on a set. I don't feel like this is his actual dwelling.
Right.
I don't know. I watched his videos. The one where he's got the game over iron on is the one that made me think he's not a real person.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty charismatic. He was fun to watch. I was like, this guy could definitely be a YouTuber if he wasn't worth $30 million now.
That's why I think he's a plant, dude. Let's watch one of his clips.
Who planted him, you think? The hedge funds?
Yeah.
Because they were actually long GameStop? Kitty.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah?
Yeah, this guy, bet you.
Okay, let's see how robotic this guy really is.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Roaring Kitty. This channel revolves around live streams where I share my daily routine of tracking stocks, performing investment research, and a whole bunch of boring stuff like that. Lately, it just seems like there's been heightened interest in the stock market, especially among investors new to the industry, right? And for these folks, I'm thinking seeing a legitimate investment process like mine in action day to day could help set you on the right path to building out your own investment process.
Little did he know, pause it for a second, little did he know what he did, what he put in motion, led Instagram models to be interested in the stock market more than me, somehow. That's what I mean by everyone was tweeting about it. Literally everyone in the world was buying GameStop stock.
Oh,
and Dogecoin,
bro. I took screenshots of all the horrible investment takes from all kinds of people. But we can finish this.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be doing some boring stuff on this stream, like analyzing financial statements, looking at spreadsheets and charts and all that. I mean, research is boring, right? But maybe if it's more collaborative and interactive, maybe we could have some fun with it, you know? Or maybe not. What the hell do I know? If you're interested in something like this, I encourage you to check out the other videos on this channel because they give you more background on things like my investment style and the tools I use and all that.
Wait, pause it.
That's it.
This guy's teaching a finance class to a college.
Bro.
That's what it feels like.
What it feels like to me is this dude knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. Like, this, what is this, in like his fifth theater room in his big ass house in New Jersey or some shit? Like, it looks like he's cosplaying as a nerd. Like, on the other side of that are like five fucking investment bankers who are like, they all live in the Hamptons or some shit, and they're just listening to him do his thing. And they're just giving him notes.
No, they're in the control room. They're controlling him. He's a robot.
Yeah. Yo, let this play. Yo, wait, pause it, Luke. This is exact, bro. This is how you know He's been in this business for a while, because that 5x money does not, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, there's no, you know what I mean? Like, if one of us was like 5x on our money like that, I feel like
we'd start the stream and be like, ha!
Yeah.
Ha! Yo, I don't believe this shit. I'm rich.
Yeah, there'd be some element of
a fucking GameStop.
Yeah. I mean, if I can, you know, you'd be shitting bricks, and this dude gets on, he goes, yo, let's go, you guys, if you couldn't tell.
Happy
surprise.
Friday.
Happy Friday. Oh my gosh, I'm up 5X. Jeez.
On this GameStop money, thank you guys so much. And in celebration, I'm going to crack this sudsy craft beer that I have here.
Because I also like dark craft beers.
Is he the Mark Wiens of finance?
But yeah, maybe. Yo, let it go a little bit further, Luke.
This and by and large, it unfolds as you hope that it could. That's nice. So it shouldn't be taken for granted. It doesn't always happen. So
he's such a nice guy, dude.
Yeah, it's just to clear up some potential misconceptions. This was a true YOLO for me. When I was holding this position last year, we had nowhere close to $1 million. I certainly do not drive a Lambo. We rent this house that you see. So it's been a wild ride for us as a family, and it has been just so much fun to experience that with you over the past couple of months. I hope you had some fun as well, and maybe if you even picked up on some educational elements along the way, all the better. But it has brought me tremendous joy to just share in this, what has turned out to be a bit of a case study, right, as some of us feel, and it has brought me tremendous joy.
Yo,
had a good time as well.
Pause. What if at the end of this he just like rips that shirt and there's a perfectly pressed suit underneath? He just pulls the headband off. That's why at Kitty Roar Financial.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really, really nice guy, though. He is. You can tell this guy's got a heart of gold.
No, I know, I know. He's not a plant. He's not a snitch. He's just, you know.
But here's the thing, though. He's too good of a guy. He should have gotten out. When he was 40 million up, he should have gotten out. And I don't care if you're like, no, what do you mean? He was the martyr. Like, we're sticking it to the hedge funds, and it was all because of him. Yeah, but I don't know. Like,
apparently.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, apparently he is, I guess maybe he said this somewhere, that he is setting himself up so that he will exit on eight figures, whether it's 10 or 40.
Yeah, but that's such a big difference.
I know, bro. I know. It's huge. But, you know, that it was a true yellow for him. So, you know,
just a we're talking like, yeah, I don't know. It's like you're holding the line for a group of Redditors. I mean, I guess it is more than that now. It's like a movement amongst like everyone, right? That to get back at like Wall Street for 2008, right? But
yeah.
Also, like, generational wealth for your family, where you're like, kids is kids is kids is kids will be fine. You know what I mean? That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah.
40 million, 40 million to 10?
10 million versus 40 million.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's a couple extra houses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a ski house, at least.
What's this one? Is he... The Big Short squeeze from 5 to 50.
One of the most compelling asymmetric opportunities in the market today. Really, I don't understand how you could disagree with that. That's why it's the top position in my portfolio and also Dr. Mike Berry's portfolio. But based on prevailing sentiment, the market, and popular culture, many think it's a foolish investment. But everyone's wrong. It's like The Big Short again.
Wait, did he say Mike Berry invested in that too?
Yeah.
Really?
I guess.
The same guy that was the first one to buy the short the housing market? Isn't that him?
I don't remember.
That'd be crazy. I don't know. Someone please tell me if that's correct. Because that would be fucking insane. But anyways, this guy knows what he's doing. And also, it is cool that he like actually had a case for this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's super crazy. I don't want to take away from the work that this guy's done. You know, this shit's insane.
Like a lot of them actually, like a lot of, I watched some of these and he like legitimately thinks that GameStop is going to have like a resurgence as a business. So like he's not totally betting on the fact that people are just like that he could rally up enough support for a short squeeze. He really thought that like the fundamentals of the stock, the value was too low, which is kind of cool. Legitimizes the whole thing.
I'd be curious to know, okay, revitalizing the in-store experience. Yeah, I'd be curious to know what his thoughts are on why he thinks GameStop would be a thing again.
This, man. Just people playing games
just
right next to each other.
Just gaming together, bro.
You remember going to Walmart and like standing up and playing one of those like sample Xboxes for like an hour?
In the Blockbuster, all that.
I used to do that shit all the time. There's like three snot-nosed kids behind you waiting for a turn.
Can I please?
No,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, bro. It's my turn.
Yeah.
Let me see what we're seeing. Still in 2020, GameStop maintains a healthy market share within the gaming industry. It's the only major brick and mortar retailer dedicated.
We can pause this now. This is
before we get too many people being like, he has a point. It is the only brick and mortar retailer in gaming right now.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Yeah, I mean, so that whole thing's crazy, but it's also, no one's talking about it now. Like, yeah. Everyone, as of Monday, it was like, didn't see a single tweet about it. A couple billboards I saw got put up, but it was kind of like, people are over it. People just get over things so fast now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I spent my entire Friday reading about this. Now on to the next thing.
Yep. Well, I almost feel that the news cycle has been so... You know, it's been so intense for at least the past year. You know, someone dies, something political, you know, this and that. That now people, you know, shit has to, the bar for interesting is so high now.
Yeah.
You know, it's just every day is something new.
That's what I mean. Yeah. But it, with the raising bar comes like faster, I don't know, you know, getting over it.
No, yeah, for
faster
sure.
Faster return to norm, I guess.
Yeah, we need like a, we need a news cycle that's stays harder longer.
Yeah.
Like what we need what's the gonna be the Viagra for the news cycle? It keeps it up. Keeps it interesting. Yeah. Keeps it going, you know.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing. But I don't that, maybe it's not. I don't know. This year has been the fucking craziest year ever.
Bro, it's only fucking 5 weeks in.
I know. That's what I mean. It's like been so crazy. It's like, okay, when's the next thing going to happen? Probably tomorrow. So let's get over this as fast as we can so we can like emotionally be ready for whatever is going to happen, like the aliens that land tomorrow.
One of Alina's friends texted her and she was like, seeing a video of Trey Songz getting his dick sucked at 8:30 in the morning is not what I was expecting.
Wait,
today.
What?
Yeah,
that's
there's real? Some video leaked of him getting top.
Good. Okay. All right. Good for him, man.
Cody's like, and what? So how did you say you found that?
Particular website was that on? Send that to someone who really likes Trey Songz.
Yeah.
A couple of my friends really like him.
Oh, my aunt is a huge Trey Songz fan.
Hey, man, speaking of getting sucked off.
Yeah, that fucking British headline.
Fun story. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're disabled screen sharing. Fuck!
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Big rip.
Peace.
Here's a British news story. It says, my wife sucked off our neighbor while I clapped for carers. Which what?
Clap for health workers.
What does that mean, clapped?
People would go outside and clap.
Oh, it literally means clapped?
Yeah. Yeah. For once, clapped is used in the literal sense.
Let me get this straight. He went outside to clap for the carers. And yes. She was sucking off the neighbor.
Yeah, she's sucking off the neighbors.
She's sucking off his knob.
I'm outside clapping for the healthcare workers. What's she doing? She's in the house sucking off some other man.
Giving the sloppy top to the neighbor.
Eating his knob and all that.
I'm out there.
Dow.
I'm out there clapping for the frontline workers.
Doing my part. Clapping. Yeah.
And she's in there giving throat to the neighbor. She sucked them off, too. I love a sucked off as a
yeah,
pink.
Sucked off. Big pink. We need to make a shirt that just says sucked off. See if that shit's offensive.
Here, I'll just real quick. Boom, there it is right there. There it is. My wife sucked off our neighbor.
Oh, my wife has sucked off the neighbors.
The tweet says, I've never been... Makes me feel proud to be British. So that's a good story. That's what needs to be on the news. You know?
I can't believe you've done this.
I can't
you
believe
sucked
you've
off
sucked
the neighbor.
Off the neighbor. I can't believe you sucked off me flatmate.
I can't believe it. You've sucked off me flatmate in the loo. What's wrong with you?
It's rubbish.
And then, it's rubbish. No, it's not rubbish, mate. She's actually quite good. I'm not talking about her throat, mate.
You're my flatmate.
You're my flatmate.
How dare you get sucked off by my bird?
In the loo.
In the loo. Of all places.
I can't help it, mate. Her mouth, it just feels like a nice warm falafel. It's just like warm and nice inside. It's cozy. It gets cold in the winter here. You know how it is.
You know.
Oh, my penis was cold and she offered to keep it warm with her mouth. And I just happened to be in the loo.
She sucked it like she was sucking some gay sauce off a chip.
No, mate, it's fine. I'm gay. She just wanted to know what the gay sauce was like. Oh, piss off, mate.
Piss off. Oh, piss off.
You ain't got no gay sauce. There's no gay sauce in your balls, mate. You're lying.
That's batter. Are you battering? Are you wanking me off?
I don't know if that's
Oh, bro, you're battering with my girl saying you got gay sauce in your balls. Is that what you've said to my woman? Oh, when he said he got the gay sauce in his balls, I just had to find out more. Mate, I've got the gay sauce in me balls if you want to take it. Anyway, that's Russell Brand right there.
Babe, I've got the gay sauce in me balls if you want to give it a taste. I start a cult where you can eat the gay sauce from me balls.
Too much, good, man. Too much. Sorry,
that sounds just like him.
Doing the most. I apologize.
You know Russell Brand had Logan Paul on his podcast. Did you ever see that episode?
Nah.
Yeah.
Logan Paul was on Ridiculousness. I saw a clip of that. It was Rob Dyrdek. Being like, dude, if you somehow, first of all, I bought your fights, man. He goes, I bought your fights, man. They were incredible. So entertaining.
I saw that too. That was recent?
I think so, yeah.
Wait, that show is still going?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is Rob Dyrdek now?
68.
Wow, 68.
Yeah. He's getting up there.
I mean, I love that show and I love Rob Dyrdek.
No,
I can't believe that's still going.
I know. I just felt that Logan was doing anything and everything to promote that fight, and it just wasn't working.
Promote what? The Floyd fight?
Yeah.
Okay, what was he saying?
His manager was like, what if you go on Ridiculousness? He's like, all right, yeah, sure. I'm fighting Floyd Mayweather, general public. If you would like to see me, internet star Logan Paul, fight Floyd Mayweather, 15-0 boxing champion.
Please press 1.
Please buy the pay-per-view, which will go up $40 next week. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's recent. Still happening then?
No, I don't think anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it was postponed. Let's
okay.
See.
Huh.
Let's see.
Wow.
Logan Paul... Mayweather.
I think he said on his podcast that it was fake or something.
It was fake?
He said it was like that news story wasn't real or something and the fight is still happening. I don't know.
I mean...
I don't know, mate, honestly.
Nope, CBS Sports, DAZN, MMA Fighting.
Oh, they all said it's
3 hours
delayed.
Ago. Yeah, the fight has been delayed.
Oh, till when, mate?
Unspecified.
Okay. Wow.
It's going to be a weird year, man.
So what did Rob Dyrdek say? I love your fights.
Yeah, he's like, they're very entertaining, man. And I said,
No, they're not.
Come on, man. In the spirit of boxing as boxing matches, they're not good.
Yeah.
You know, you like the drama, but don't say the fight was entertaining.
The buildup is more fun.
Yeah.
You know?
When they're in there and they're like, forgetting all their training. I mean, you know, Logan sticks to his training. I'll say that much. I feel like JJ gets in there and he's like, I just want to take his head off, but neither here nor there. And then, you know, he says, you know, if you somehow, you know, make $100 million off of this fight or something, that would be incredible, man. That would be amazing. And then Chanel West Coast says, that's worth a knockout. Not that you're going to get knocked out, but. And then Logan's like, who the fuck's going to get knocked out?
Also, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. He's like, who the fuck's going to get knocked out? That was so funny.
Wait, can we find that clip?
That's worth a knockout.
Can you search for it?
I might even still have it.
Man, that's hilarious. Chanel West Coast dissing Logan Paul.
Just rude as hell. Well, that's worth a knockout. What the fuck? Who said I'm going to lose?
What? What? Bitch, what?
Hold on. Hold on now.
But, I mean, that's not that crazy of a thing to say.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I just, you know, just the way it came out was funny.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Bro. Uzi putting this $24 million.
Oh my God! What the fuck is the deal with that? Tell me what the deal. I saw a whole bunch of tweets about it this morning, but I couldn't really figure out.
That's literally just
full pink diamond implanted into his forehead.
Yeah,
so you can't even see it.
This is crazy. $24 million diamond implanted in his head. Ow.
Why?
Ow.
So you can't even see it.
Oh.
So what's the point? What is the point?
I don't know.
It like gives him energy or it's like sort of anime?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this like an anime thing to do or something? It's like a Sailor Moon type thing?
I couldn't even say. But yeah, maybe. Maybe you got inspired off of anime. I have no clue.
$24 million too?
See, that's why.
Like someone's gonna rob him, tear this shit out of his forehead.
Yeah, so someone tweeted a gif of fucking Thanos from Avengers taking what's-his-face's diamond out of his forehead. See, that's the diamond.
Oh, there it is right there. So you can actually see it.
Yeah, no, it's not that tiny-ass thing. It's that big-ass joint right there.
It's kind of cool. I mean, it's weird as fuck, but like, as for a body mod, it's like kind of cool.
Bro, you know? That's why old money is whack. Like, old billionaires don't even deserve their money because they don't even do cool shit with their money. They just buy like planes and boats and go on vacation. Like, that's the most. Give Uzi $1 billion. See what crazy shit he does. You'll get a car made of diamonds. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're creative. Okay,
this is definitely creative.
Yeah, I was gonna say rappers and like new money are creative with how they blow their fucking cash.
Play this.
Just in the booth.
Oh man, that freaks me the fuck out. But people do weirder shit to their bodies, is what I'm saying. Like the split tongue shit and like the even like gauges, I feel like big gauges kind of freak me out more than this.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty wild.
I mean, it goes into your skull, but it's neither here nor there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Rappers and new money, they need to get all the money. You know,
yeah,
take
exactly.
Jeff Bezos' money.
Did you see Blueface wrapped his entire house in like camo?
Oh no,
it's fucking crazy. Like Bape style camo. His whole house looks like that.
See,
it's fucking awesome. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
See,
I see what you're saying now.
Rappers, they do cool shit with their money. That's why people want to be rappers.
Do boring shit.
Yeah,
billionaires, they buy compounds and they do it, but it's like the same shit. It's like, yeah, nice landscaping, couple lakes, whatever, ponds, personal bodies of water. Boring.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, here, look at this blue face. Painted his house blue camo.
Look at that. Look at that. And look how he's cheesing about it. Look at this shit. This is my house.
Yeah. Because it's like kid stuff. It's like, what would you do if you asked an 8-year-old what he would do if he had $1 billion, he'd be like, I want to put a diamond in my face and I want to wrap my entire house in camo.
Blue camo. Yeah. Modern billionaire, they try to like build companies and rocket ships and stupid ass shit like that. No.
Yeah.
No. Like Roar Kitty, he should have took his $48 million and wrapped his house in fucking cat print.
Yeah.
Or just something, you know? Just
or
being
in,
like
in Melvin in the Melvin Capital logo.
This is Melvin Capital.
Now. I am Melvin Capital.
I am
now.
Melvin Capital now. Nah, yeah, he should have what were they saying? He should have bought the old Melvin Capital building and opened a GameStop.
No, they should have bought the guy who owns Melvin Capital or like the managing partner or whatever. He has like a $40 million Miami mansion or something.
Oh,
he said he should have just bought the mansion and torn down the house and just put a GameStop right on it.
Yeah, like Lil Uzi's got this crazy R8. The wrap is insane on it. The paint.
Yeah. It's like beige or what is it? I remember seeing
it's
orange
like,
or something.
I think it's some anime characters wrapped onto the car. He's got,
right.
He's got a couple different wraps on the car.
He's big into anime and shit. He says his bio says Asian on the inside, I think.
A word?
On Instagram. I was just looking at this today because I was trying to find some. It says Asian on the inside.
Mm. Yeah. They
So $20 million bucks on a diamond? Like, I mean, I guess it. What was that a good investment? Is it a bad investment?
I don't think it matters to him.
Here's his R8 right here. Yeah. That's pretty wild.
It's crazy.
I know. We got to do more shit like this, dude.
I know.
Just it's fucking
absurd
blow money
shit.
On stupid shit.
Yeah, that's way cooler.
At least it keeps you young a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we get something implanted into us?
Just take all the fucking podcast earnings for 1 year and share a diamond between our forehead.
It doesn't have to be a diamond. It could be a tendy or something like that.
Okay. Ooh. What about, because we can't do diamonds, what about a tendy shaped from glass or something, you know? Like a sculptured tendy.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like a pendant, like a nice
like a tendy rocket ship for the new stew. And like it could become like a, you know, a relic in the background.
Oh, like, oh, we don't implant it. This is just a statue.
It's just it's just a thing.
Like that. We definitely got to do more shit like that with the new studio and the new office.
You were talking body mods. What the hell body mods are we going to do?
That's what I'm saying.
Synthol?
Synthol.
big
right
ass.
Into our
balls, fake ass.
Right into our ass cheeks.
Yeah, big ass, fake ass.
Let's do Synthol ass injections. Get that big cake.
Get that big ass cake. Dude, that'll feel like sitting on a waterbed at all times.
I want a fat booty, dude. I want a big fat ass. I look good with some big giant wagon on me. You know? You know that Russian dude that has synthol in his arms is like a TikTok star?
Yeah, yeah.
And like he hasn't died yet somehow?
Somehow. He's got so much synthol, bro.
Like that has to get to your heart eventually, right? Or doesn't he have to have his like arms amputated at some point?
I don't know about amputated, but I think something bad will happen. Most definitely.
Yeah, it's gotta be bad in the long run.
Let's see. Long-term side effects of synthol.
I mean, amputation is definitely one of them because it cuts off like the flow of blood or just normal body functioning.
Yeah. Oh, this shit can cause nerve damage.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Would not recommend. Cerebral stroke?
Yeah. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
I asked Luke and Kyle to dig up the 3 best steroids, you know, now that we're at an appropriate age and we found out some of the Sway Boys was actually on steroids, It's okay. It's okay for us to take it. You know, People wouldn't shame us with all the trend use. We can't get in trouble for wanting to take this stuff.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
and we are serious, by the way. We are going to start taking steroids.
A list of major anabolic steroids and everything you wanted to know about them. Fucking, all right,
from
here we go.
From test to HGH.
Okay, so on the list, the three that are on the list, first one is Trenbolone. So it's just Tren.
That's where you get Tren cough from.
I know about Dianabol, a little D-ball.
So there's a fuck ton of steroids.
Or Deca. I've heard Deca. I've heard those too. Let's look at Tren because I still don't understand Tren.
But I want to know what is SARMs because I see a lot of SARM shit now for some reason.
Well,
I think
okay,
you can buy it online. I think it's like technically legal. I don't know if this is true or not. And I don't want to end up on the fucking steroids YouTube channel. Like every time we talk about steroids, we end up on some YouTube channel from some steroid guy that's like, they're wrong about this. And it's like, I know. I don't fucking take this shit. I'm just wondering, what is SARMs? And because I saw someone talking about it, how he bought it online, but they're really dangerous or something. And that's what I think the TikTok guys were on. I don't know.
With Tren, consider one of the most effective steroids by bodybuilders. Tren is divided into 2 types, acetate and enanthate. What the fuck does that mean? It helps you lose big amounts of body fat and gain big amounts of muscle mass. It will give you some aggression too.
Yes. That's what I'm looking for. I need some more anger.
It's just turning you into the fucking angry emoji.
I'm not angry enough. I should have told that guy when he asked for gas. No. Fuck you. How dare you confront me?
You take Trent just to have a fucking just to have some semblance of fucking
pushover,
stand your ground.
Babe, you know what, Gary? You know what, Gary? No, I won't have that memo for you by end of day today. It's 44:30. I'm going home.
It's 44:30. What's their favorite side effect of taking Trent? Well, I finally have no problem telling my brother I will not be coming over on Sunday. Yeah. Sunday is my day.
My brother keeps asking me for money, and I finally told him no.
No more.
So do you work out? No, no, I don't.
No.
No.
Holy shit. Taking Trent just to fucking, just to have the confidence to, when a cashier says, how are you doing? Just ending it, I'm good. Okay. Not asking, how are you back?
Or even being able to say the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, normally in that scenario, I would say, you know, not much. How are you? Not much, you. Oh. And then I walk away with my tail between my legs. Not anymore. Not on this Trent stuff. I confidently can answer that question with good.
You know, I'm
pretty
good.
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. Wait, what was on the...
SARMs. Debate heats up over SARMs fitness supplement. An FDA warning letter and a raid of a California company's offices highlight issues concerning the supplements some feel are a healthy substitute for steroids. Oh, okay, so it's a supplement.
Okay. What's in it?
They aren't currently approved for use in humans. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Let me get
let's
a lot of
go.
That shit.
Let's go.
What the
Can
fuck is this for?
It?
Yeah, is this like...
Is ketamine this of the fitness world?
Is this like horse training material? Like, what do they use this for? To grow lizards?
SARMs. Crazy name. Sounds like SARS.
Androgenic steroids are known to increase muscle development, but are accompanied by a host of undesirable effects. For men, it often means acne, breast development. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go. I want some milkers.
And... enlarged prostate and shrinking of the testicles. I got testicle to give. I can give up some test.
It doesn't sound like side effects to me.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to make my huge balls a little bit smaller? And you're going to give me a fucking great rack?
Yeah,
let's
give
go.
Me a pair of jugs, dude. I'm down for that. I'm down for that all day. I'll slap around my own titties.
One major side effect of SARMs is it completely erases genitals, so the private area is just completely smooth.
Okay. It also has been known to give users big, juicy milk wagons.
That'd be crazy. It just erases your penis, it gives you gigantic boobs, and you're ripped as fuck.
It gives you big fake tits.
Like the definition.
Like it gives you big, big bolt-ons.
Yeah. The definition on them is just crazy too. Like everybody thinks they're fake. Like those are implants, right? Like, nah, these are my naturally SARMs crafted breast.
They found that only half of them actually contain SARMs. About 60% contained ingredients different from what was featured on the label.
Ooh.
Nearly 10% of the products tested didn't contain an active ingredient of any kind.
Holy fuck.
Oh, these are SARMs that you can buy online? So 10% of SARMs bought online, it doesn't even contain anything. You're just buying water.
Or just
it's
bad shit.
Awesome. Straight placebos, dude. Are you on those placebos?
I'm getting bigger, dude, I swear. Yeah, I don't know, man. Life-threatening reactions, including liver toxicity, have occurred in people taking products containing SARMs. SARMs also have the potential to increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. Long-term effects on the body are unknown.
Yeah.
It's all right, man.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is that like it's got to put a lot of pressure on your heart, but then so does drinking, you know?
So it's you like, might as well.
Yeah, I might as well at this point. No, but it's like... I feel like we're pretty fast to judge people that take steroids and stuff because of like the heart risk and stuff. But like alcohol has to be one of the most poisonous things to your body. And everyone's totally fine with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't judge people who take steroids. I'm just, you know, I'm not crazy enough to take them.
I'm getting on SARMs.
You think so?
I'm getting on the water SARMs.
Can I get water flavored SARMs, please?
It would be fun to do it for a year just to get kind of jacked up, you know?
Yeah, but then you just lose it all.
Yeah. And then you get soft skin, and I would do that.
So you turn to a baby afterwards? It's like the fountain of youth. You get really like roided up and beautiful, and then you just turn into a soft little baby again. You become emotional.
Yeah, you get Benjamin Button disease after that. Back to square one.
Little guys, baby. The fountain of youth is right there. It's SARMs.
Mm-hmm.
Get yoked for a year, then turn to a baby.
I have to piss so fucking bad.
It's right pee in your mouth.
I've had to piss for 30 minutes. I went fucking ham on the Peloton. Oh, yeah, I got a Peloton. That's something that we're going to talk about this in the bonus because I have a lot to say about the Peloton classes. What a ridiculous. It's great. First of all, I'm a fan. But second of all, it's just Twitch for moms. That's what Peloton is. And I think we have some clips and stuff that we're going to watch in the bonus.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Because the Peloton instructors are just everything. The classes are so funny and ridiculous. So we're going to talk about that. But I went ham and I drank a whole bunch of water and now I have to piss really bad. Like so bad.
All right. Well, on the bonus episode, Cody's going to pee into his mouth.
Yes. So guys, let us know if you want that comic, if you want the coffee table book, whatever it's going to be. Let us know if you're interested. Hit the form in the description.
Yeah.
We're working on a lot of fucking great stuff right now. So I'm excited for the future of this show.
Yeah. I just can't wait till we get our studio.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a good time.
So, all right. Thank you, everyone. And we'll see you in the Bone Zone. Peace.